So this is what Saint Polycarp could have passed on also to Saint Irenaeus, right? I mean, we have it in Scripture, but these stories would have gotten passed down. This is what the Lord did. We freaked out. He was asleep. Yeah. Sometimes we can think we're really, really tough, and then God allows a trial in our life, and we realize, I'm not very tough. But that's a very good place to be, because our strength has to be in the Lord, who shares his strength with us. Yes, he wants us to be strong, but in him. Yes, he wants us to be confident, but in him. And so the thing that breaks our confidence ultimately is pride, when we think that we know better. You know, the saints are easy to be around because they are so loving. And the reason they're capable of being so loving is because they believe that the Lord loves them. And this is the issue. It's very difficult. It's easy when we feel like God loves us. It's difficult when life is like this boat and the waves are crashing and life is hard and we're losing our jobs and people are persecuting us and I'm not meeting the par that I would like to meet as far as my spiritual life and my patience and my goodness, and I'm falling short. And then I start to think, what the heck? What's this life all about? What a pain. You know, those are the great moments of life. Not the sin, but those moments when we are in the valley and it's dark and it's difficult, those are great moments, because those are moments where we can really be somewhat like what we call the widow's mite, where you have to give everything, even though it's only like 2 cents. Well, it's everything. And what does God ask of us? Everything. He's not looking at the appearance. He knows what we look like. God has great vision. He's not looking at the 2 cents so much as where it's coming from. If I have $1 million and I give 2 cents, I could have given more if I really had the means. But if I have 2 cents and I give 2 cents, wow. On the appearance, it doesn't look like much, because it isn't very much. But God is not so concerned with the appearance. He cares about our appearance. He created us. But he's looking at the freedom to choose and what we're doing with it, because we're made to be like him. In this moment, the apostles are freaking out. And I would have been one of them. I'm not going to say probably. I would have been one of them. In fact, that's me. And especially, don't you care, God? Don't you care that my boat is getting rocked? Don't you care that I'm suffering? Don't you care that my life feels like it's falling apart? Don't you care? Obviously not. You're asleep. That's our human weakness and frailty. Not just to question God, but to say, obviously you don't, because you're asleep. To put my thoughts at the height of God's thoughts, to put my ways at the height of God's ways. I'm like an ant and smaller in comparison to God. If an ant were to come up to me and say, you're not cooking those eggs right, I'd say, you can't even reach the stove. I'm not trying to be condescending. You can't even reach the stove. How do you know? You can't even see. You can't even see what I see. But I realize from your point of view, it seems that you're correct. You're trying. You don't understand. I have mercy. It's a bit annoying, but I have mercy. Because I know that you can change. I know as God, I am infinite. I can change you. I know that I made you to be like me. And I know at the depths of your being, you want to change. I know at the depths of your being, you want to be happy. but I also know at the depths of your being, you're made to be great. And so I'm not going to just let the lake be calm. Because I know that you can rise above the challenge of the lake. I made you to be a spiritual Olympian. I didn't have you to be on the sidelines. I have you to be made to be in the game, competing in the race, winning the medal that I'm going to share with you that I ran and won, gold. But you have to do your part, son, daughter. You have to trust me.
Hello, I'm Father Thaddeus Langton of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception, and I'm excited to let you know about my new podcast with Father Timothy Childers called Keeping It Marian. To access the podcast, simply visit divinemercyplus.org or search Keeping It Marian on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or on whatever podcast platform you prefer. I want to share with you the riches of the charism of the Marian Fathers, which is the mystery of the Immaculate Conception, how it touches our lives as consecrated priests and religious, and how this mystery can bear fruit in your life, especially by keeping the Word of God and pondering it in our hearts in imitation of our Blessed Mother. I hope you'll join us. Again, it's called Keeping It Marian. Thank you, and God bless you.
Please follow or subscribe to this podcast to receive the latest episodes and updates. If you have been blessed by this podcast, I invite you to leave a review. Reviews greatly improve our podcast ranking and will help spread this podcast to other people throughout the world. Are you enjoying this podcast? I invite you to listen to more shows brought to you by the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Join us daily for enriching spiritual content, which will help you on your journey with Jesus Christ. Simply visit divinemercyplus.org for a complete list of our shows. That's divinemercyplus.org. Are you a Marian helper? Join our Spiritual Benefit Society and start sharing in the graces of all the daily masses, prayers, and good works of Marian priests and brothers all over the world. Sign up is free and easy. Simply visit micprayers.org. That's micprayers.org. Thank you, and God bless you.